All right, welcome to the Extra Inning Softball Podcast. My name is Carlos Arias. My co-host is Brent Eads. Brent, how you doing?
Great. Merry Christmas, all.
All right. And our special guests today are Jillian Herbst and TJ Gills from the Tampa Mustangs and Lakewood Ranch High School in Florida. How you doing, guys?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. And Jillian,
I'm good, Carlos and Brent. Thanks for having me.
Oh, there you go, TJ. Sorry about that. And Jillian, we have some exciting news from you. Just recently, you committed to Colgate. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I did. Actually, on Monday.
And why don't you give us a little, behind what went behind your decision? I know you've worked really hard your whole career to make that happen. Tell us about what went into your decision.
So first of all, I wanted it to be a really good academic school. So that was one of my priorities. And I didn't actually even know this, I didn't really know Colgate as a university. I just kind of thought of a toothpaste. And after the New Jersey tournament, I'm pretty sure the D9 tournament, they had interest in me. And so I decided to go on unofficial there. And so I get there and it's absolutely beautiful. It looks like I'm in a movie, and the coaches were super nice. And they said all the right things, and the teammate kind of just all the team, they brought me in, and I didn't feel excluded at all, which is also very important to me, a family. And so I just kind of sat down after I thought about it for a couple of months. And I just decided this is the best decision for me, and I'll be set for the rest of my life. I'll be able to thrive in their type of situation they got going over there. So I think it was just something that I'll enjoy so much and be able to I'll never regret it.
And I know Colgate's in New York, but how far from New York City is it? Is it out in the country?
Yeah, it's far. It's 4 hours away. So I'm in the middle of nowhere, which kind of makes it cool.
And TJ, talk about, what went into her decision. What did she come to you about? How did you guide her? That kind of thing.
Well, Jill has been a phenomenal student athlete to work with on and off the field. Just kind of, does everything right. And, in my opinion, the whole country should have been recruiting her just from who she is as a person, what she brings to a team, and then also her skill and her talent level. And she, she came to our team, a little bit later in her career, and we were real thankful to get her with no promises or anything on those lines. And, what I kept telling coaches was that she is a kid that knew she had to, fight her way, into a pretty solid lineup, nationally ranked top, not nationally ranked, not only a high school team, but also the travel ball team. And she did just that. I mean, her freshman year, she wasn't a starter. And then towards the end of the year, I just kept watching this kid get better and better in practice. And we finally realized that she was going to be our best chance, one of our best nine bats at the starting the playoffs. And she hit 400, her freshman year, made all state based on what she did just in the playoffs. All the coaches voted for her because she was such a dominant force in the playoffs for us as a freshman, and then joined our Tampa Mustangs TJ travel ball team, worked her way into the lineup there, and then comes back her sophomore year and basically did the same thing, played all year. Just, Jill has an incredible knack of being able to square the ball up and just great eye-hand coordination, and really turns over the lineup, walks, gets on base a ton, a lot of money ball stuff that I love. But, she just does a great job in contributing to us from an offensive standpoint. So when we started talking about her recruiting, we told her that, the opportunities are going to come a little bit later for you as a 21 and being where you are on this team, but they're going to come. And she just kept trusting the process. She worked even harder and harder and worked out more and got stronger and, did all the things that we preach, to to make sure that, you know, you give yourself the best chance. And then I, you know, really applaud Colgate University. They did a fantastic job recruiting her. They saw the things that, you know, I had been talking about, and they believe that she's going to be, you know, a 4-year starter for them, you know, potentially, you know, a conference, you know, record setter and, you know, an All-American. So, and I fully believe I saw what she did this past summer at PGF. And if you guys remember our schedule and, you know, who we finished up with batting, you know, back to back to back, you know, SoCalese Richardson to Beverly Bandits to Firecrackers Rico to Batbuster Stiff, you know, those were just, and then Mercado, and that's just our last 5 games, right? Forget about the ones before that, you know, and Jill hits, you know, had over 9 hits during that tournament and hit 400. And, you know, again, that's against top level, you know, D1, who, you know, the who's who of who's going where pitching. So, you know, she can hit, she can play, she's a great teammate, and I'm super happy for her. I think she made a great choice. Colgate did a great job recruiting her, and they're getting a great one.
Outstanding. And Brent, I'm sure you have a question for Jill.
Well, first a statement. It's kind of funny. We've come full circle. We did a podcast a month or two ago with Mackenzie Clark, Pie, and we asked her who's the most underrated player on your team, and she mentioned Jillian. So I think it's great to hear TJ, how about TJ say all these things. You know, I'm interested in you're a lefty hitter. Were you born that way, or were you converted?
I was converted by my dad, actually. First I started out righty, and I started playing when I was 9. So I also had a little bit of a late start. And so then I was batting righty, and I played tennis before, so I kind of could hit both ways, but I was more righty. And then I started hitting lefty more because he's like, Jill, like, you're fast. You're going to be used. You're not going to be the biggest player, but you're going to be used to get on base all the time. And the lefty just might give you an extra step or two to get on base. So that's how that happened.
What position are you being looked at, or has Colgate talked to you about playing? Because I have you down as a second base outfielder. I think TJ told me you're equally adept at either. Which do you prefer? Which do you think you'll play in college?
I like second base, but I also like outfield because I like diving for balls and catching them. but at Colgate, they're looking at me as a shortstop, actually. And basically, wherever they need me, I'll play, but probably shortstop, second, center field, something like that.
Put you down as a middle infielder, outfielder, then. That works.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting that you brought up tennis. You know, I come from a family of tennis players, and when I finally got to play baseball in Little League, you know, it was like hitting a forehand or a backhand. I could do either one, too. Is that how you kind of felt about it?
Yeah. I was actually my dad. He taught me to, like, play with both hands on each side, so it was a lot easier for me, if that makes sense. It's a lot easier for me to bat. Not anymore. I cannot bat righty at all, but when I first started, I did.
And then the other question I had, too, is when you talk about, you know, going to high school and playing at Lakewood Ranch, and they play at such a high level, you know, the whole team is pretty much, you know, club players. What was that like going in there? And, you know, knowing that, hey, if I'm going to make the team, I'm going up against some of the top girls in the country.
Yeah, it was really intimidating at first, but I have a very outgoing personality, so I just kind of put myself right in with them. I'd say that I was nervous, obviously, because I knew who Coach TJ was, but I wasn't sure which, like, coach he actually was. At first I thought Coach Paulo was Coach TJ. I never told you that, Coach TJ, by the way. And I was just, I mean, I was nervous.
He's the older one.
I knew that. Huh?
I said, he's the older one. I'm the better looking one.
At first I was nervous, but I've always been like, at that time, I was always the best player on the team. So in the back of my mind, I was like, all right, I got this. But then, like, I get there, I'm like, oh, these girls are, like, beasts. And I just kind of, like, I got more comfortable. The girls were super nice. And then I just, like, I believed in myself so much. And I just, like, positive talk really, like, is something that should be, like, everyone should do because it helps a lot. Like to say, yes, I'm going to make it. Yes, I'm going to make it.
Where did you get that from? You know, that drive, that, you know, that belief in yourself where, you know, even though it looked intimidating, you were able to go for it. You know, where did you get that from?
Definitely my dad. He's always my biggest supporter. And he's just like, Jill, like, you're better than you seem. Like, you might think that you're, like, good, but you're really turning into a great athlete, and you have to believe it.
And
hey, Carlos, he's Carlos.
Go ahead.
Carlos, one thing I wanted to mention, this is TJ, that Jill's dad was a, you know, pretty well-known tennis coach on the national level. He, one of his students was Patrick McEnroe. So he's still, yeah, very, very close with the McEnroe family, and he played at Pepperdine. Her dad played at Pepperdine. So he, you know, he was definitely a high level coach, and I've had a lot of conversations with him, and he definitely is very strong on the mental side of the game, which, you know, Jill definitely attributes to him, and she should, because he's done a great job with her.
Well, that's very interesting, because, you know, we all know the McEnroe family, and now as announcers, they're fantastic, you know, after their great playing careers. So do we see you getting into the announcing area too?
I don't know about that one. I definitely like talking, though. I never stop.
So the whole family has a good knack for keeping the conversation going.
Oh, for sure. Right, Coach TJ?
Exactly. You never have a dry moment with Jill around. So she's very, very good to keep the action going.
And TJ, when you see a girl like Jill and, you know, the way she has, you know, come through your program and then onto the club level, you know, what can you tell us about, you know, what drives her that you see that, you know, is really, you know, interesting?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, having the experience of coaching at the national level for many, many years, you know, I think I've got a good pulse of, you know, what talent looks like and, you know, what, you know, competitive attitude and drive and demeanor looks like. And so when I first saw her, you know, come out, and actually I saw her, she played against our travel team, and I knew she was coming out for the high school team. And I was, you know, even kind of curious to how we pitched her. She was hitting second in our lineup. We were playing over in Vieira. I don't know if you remember that, Jill. She wound up getting a couple hits and, you know, and just kind of impressed me with, you know, her tenacity and how she looked at it. So then when she came into the program, she did all the little things right. You know, she didn't throw an attitude because she wasn't playing right away. You know, she took it as an honor that she made the team as a freshman. You know, she didn't take it as to give her a big head or to cool off or to even treating the other players that didn't make varsity that were on JV, she was still a peer amongst them. So I knew that, you know, this was a really high character kid who wanted to get better, wanted to play, you know, with the best, wanted to contribute. And, you know, it was just going to be a matter of time, you know, before she did just that. And, you know, again, I think some things are just, you know, deep down in kids and, you know, hopefully you can bring it out or hopefully you can be recognized and let them, you know, give them a chance to shine. And Jill definitely took advantage of her opportunities when she got them.
Awesome. And Brent, I'm sure you have something you want to ask right now.
Well, we touched upon this a little bit, I think, TJ, before you came on, a little bit of unfinished business for the high school team. It was, you know, looking great until the final game. Tell us about how the team is shaping up. I think everyone's coming back. You're loaded, not just in Florida, but to be one of the top national teams, if not the top national team. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that it's going to sound crazy, but we're going to be even better than we were last year. And, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, we have everybody back except for one kid who started at third, but, you know, she's actually being replaced by a kid who's played for my travel team at the national level, who's committed, Emma Anthony, who's committed at, you know, East Carolina, has got a ton of high level experience. You know, I think that's going to, you know, wind up being a wash. And then, you know, we actually bring in a young phenom recruit, Cassidy McClellan, who's going to be in the outfield, you know, where there are a couple spots open. So, you know, for competition. So, you know, our lineup 1 through 9 is just going to be lethal. And, you know, there's no easy outs anywhere. You combine that with all three, actually, you know, our fourth pitcher just committed to Morehead State. Her name's Rachel Monroe. And, you know, she was uncommitted, but she's now, you know, we'll have 4 Division I pitchers, but the other three are Claire Davidson, who's going to Duke, Peyton Kinney, who's going to UConn, and Brooklyn Lucero, who's going to NC State. You know, there are 3 All-State pitchers all coming back. One of them was Pitcher of the Year. You combine that with an All-State catcher, Mackenzie Clark, which may sound weird to you, Brent, that she catches for the high school team, but she's an outstanding catcher too. And then you go around the infield, All-American. You got Avery at first, an All-American. Callie at shortstop, and you know, Jill, it's just our lineup's going to be really, really solid. So, you know, I think I caught the end of that conversation that y'all were talking about. And yes, it was definitely a difficult ending, but you know, it wasn't like we lost to a team that, you know, that wasn't good. I mean, Winter Springs was very good. They were 30-0 as well. They had won some big games as well. You know, I'd love to play them, you know, that team 2 out of 3 times or 3 out of 5 or something on those lines. But in the same sense, I give them all the credit in the world. They won the game that counted. You know, difference being between us and them is that we've got everybody coming back. And I think we're going to be, you know, if everybody stays healthy and we do what we got to do, we're going to be really tough to beat.
Well said. I'll put you number 1.
I think we're definitely top 5, but that's for sure. So nationally, no question. So,
Bill, your thoughts on how the whole season, you know, went down last year, and what's driving you this year?
This year?
Well, yeah, like how it ended, and you know how that's driving you, you know, going into this season.
It's just kind of like the hunger and like the thirst from all the teammates, like that we just had it and it was right there. And like, we were basically like, we were there and we had all the pieces. We just couldn't execute. And I feel like that's going to be a big thing, like just executing the last piece. And obviously like we're going to make some type of run, whether if it's 30-0 again or whatever it is, I feel like this time, because we've already felt like how awful it feels to go like that and lose the last game, I feel like we're just going to be able to like push through and win the last one this year. Obviously winning everyone before that, but being able to push through and hopefully winning a state championship.
Yeah, that hunger is the thing that really drives you, doesn't it? It's like, you know, I'm always hungry. I want to get more. I want to get more. You know, mm-hmm. I see that in a lot of great players.
Yeah.
Brent, you want to jump in there?
Yeah. We were talking weather also before, and it's 80 degrees, I think, down there. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I would imagine that Colgate in New York is going to be a little more chilly. When did you take your trip, actually? And you said it was beautiful there, but what are your thoughts about playing cold weather? Yeah, it was? Okay, so later. It wasn't like you're in September.
No, it was in, I think, early November, I'm not sure. But, yeah, actually it was their first snow of the year. I get off the plane. I send Coach CZ a picture. I'm like, Coach CZ, there's this white stuff on the ground. Like, what is this? like, Florida girl, never seen snow. So I get out, and I'm like, I think it's blizzarding, and apparently it was only flurrying. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's crazy. It's like downpouring of snow. And so if the weather is the worst thing that's about my day, I think I'm having a pretty good day. That's one thing. And also, I actually kind of like the snow. It was a different, like, it's a whole different thing, and I've been in Florida for most of my life. Like, I lived in North Carolina and South Carolina a little bit, but nothing like New York, obviously. And I just, like, I didn't draw a line because I was, like, it didn't bother me that much. And there's indoor facilities, like, I'll be practicing in there, and they go down to Florida for a tournament like they just get around the cold. And I just thought that that shouldn't like take me away from a campus that I absolutely am in love with.
I'm looking at pictures of your future campus right now, and it does look gorgeous.
Yeah,
pretty amazing.
It literally looks like you're straight out of a movie.
Yeah, it really does. The other thing too, we talked about your dad, and you know, and your mom was a big, you know, role in your life too. Can you talk about, you know, dealing with that whole situation too? I mean, because that had to be incredibly tough for you.
So she passed away May 11th, and it was right before like regionals and all of that. So my team, like we had practice actually that Saturday, and they just came over and were just supportive and like just built a wall around me and my Tampa Mustangs and my Laker Ranch team. They did the both, and we've had like, it's really hard for me to deal with and talk about, but it's just something that pushes me to be the best every day because that's what my mom would want. And we like wear these ribbons. I always wear a blue ribbon in my hair for my mom because she had diabetes, and that's the ribbon, the color for her. Mm-hmm. And so I also write P4K, which was like our hashtag at the end of the season, which is Play for Kathy. She's a big part of my life. She went to all the tournaments with me, and kind of she was just my support system. And we got really close the last couple months that she was here, so I'm like forever thankful for that. But during the summer, I would just, if I was having a bad game, I would just say I'm playing for her, like everything's for her. And I don't know if Coach TJ agrees or not, but I definitely like played all out this summer, and I gave it my fullest, and I definitely played the best I've ever played. So I just thank her for that, and she's always there. And even if she's not here physically, she's my guardian angel. So I just thank her for everything that she's given me, and all like these things, they line up, and I just feel like she's just watching over me, like picking, oh, you have some Colgate. That's for you, Jill. it's really hard, and there's good days, bad days, really, really bad days, but I have a great support system. My best friend, Clara Davidson, she's Duke commit. She's been there a lot for me, and I don't know what I'd do without her. Callie, also a great person, and Avery and Emma as well. They've been my support system through this whole thing. As a family, we've kind of just like stuck together, and like we knew that we just have each other now, and like we're going to have bad days, we're going to have good days, and we're just here for each other all the time. So like dealing with it, it's definitely like nothing anyone can experience until you've experienced. Like it's just something that you don't understand until it happens to you. And I feel like I've grown as a person and grown up a lot over the summer just because of it. Because I just think of things differently. Like one strikeout, not as bad as losing your mom. So you're just going to have to get over it. And that might sound so cheesy or something, but it's helped me a lot through like strengthening my mental game and just giving myself, like I played for a bigger reason. Like I just didn't play for myself. I played for my family. I played for my mom. I played for my teammates. And that's why, like, a lot of the times I go all out and I give up my body on a play, or I give up, like, anything for my teammates. And I, like, that's when people play selfishly, it really breaks my heart because they don't understand. And, like, you should always play for your team and always play for your family, play for something bigger, not yourself. So that's kind of what got me through. Softball definitely got me through the whole thing. Obviously, it's still getting me through. And actually working out to like just dumbbell benching, get your feelings out.
sound cheesy at all, by the way. That sounds beautiful, and the way that you're approaching it, and you're lucky to have teammates like you do that, you know, are there for you, because you know some of these teams, they're not that close. How did you guys, you know, find that kind of, you know, closeness and togetherness, and you know, what do you think's behind that?
Honestly, I think that, like, just the common goal of wanting to win a national championship really brought us together. That brings competitive girls together, I guess. I don't really know. but also, after I did lose my mom, there's, like, they just rallied around me, which I feel like that also brought our team together a lot more. And, like, they're just, they protect me with all, because I'm, like, the youngest one on the team also. So they think of me as the little sister sometimes. So they're all, like, very protective over me. So they just protect me with everything they have, and it's like a family.
Well, that's cool. And TJ, can you kind of put that into words, too? I mean, what she's talking about, that's, you know, that's pretty rare to have a team like that, you know, that's that together, you know?
Well, I think, Jill, you did a great job of kind of describing what you went through and what everyone else did with you as well. I think that, you know, you did, to answer what you said before, you did play your heart out this summer. And, you know, but, you know, you've really played your heart out, you know, every chance you get. And that's one of the things I love about you, is that you go about it the right way. And you know, I've rarely ever seen you down or not just to be excited about, you know, the opportunity that you have, you know, to play this great game. So I think you did a great job. And I think, you know, Jill's just really hard, you know, not to like. I mean, and, you know, her family have been great people. Her mom was a big part of both teams. I miss her tremendously. She was a great help with the high school team. She was very supportive on all of our trips with the travel ball team. She was active in the activities that we would do. And I think, you know, when we talk about why the team, you know, and none of us were ever prepared, and it was a complete shock, you know, as I'm sure it was to Jill's family, but it was a shock to all of us that, you know, never saw it coming. And, but I think everybody just, you know, just kind of got strong together and realized we've all been together a long time, and we're going to spend a lot more time together and going to know each other forever. And, you know, and I think part of that is, you know, I put a lot of, a lot of weight on the character side when it comes to selecting kids to be on our teams. And, you know, if strong character people realize how tough this must have been, you know, for a young girl, you know, 16 to lose her mother, you know, the night or two before Mother's Day, it was pretty special to see what everybody did, but, you know, mostly to see how Jill responded to that, and she is still responding to that. So couldn't be more proud, and you know, to see her get this opportunity, you know, to go to a great school and go up there and be a leader, and a, you know, I'm sure she's going to be a leader and a captain and just a record setter and get great grades and go on and do her next thing. I mean, she's just I think she's living out her mom's plan for her very well.
You know, Brent, you know, we see a lot of behind the scenes, you know, what it takes to make a team happen with, you know, dealing with the parents and how supportive they are, and to get everybody to all their different, you know, activities. I mean, do you want to talk about that a sec?
Yeah, I don't know how I could even do justice to what Jill and TJ said, but, you know, having lost a parent, it does stick with you. And my father, we knew it was coming, but to be young and have a loss like that, I think the great thing is, what I love about this sport is that the players and coaches are classy off the field as well as talented on the field. And there is that camaraderie, and I do love the softball community. And I think from what I've seen, TJ and everybody in the Mustangs organization and you know, even across the country, there's this sense of, we take care of our family, we take care of our own. And just tip my hat to both of you, coach and player. I mean, you're doing it right, and I'm excited. I know your mom is somewhere just smiling down, very happy that you're going to Colgate and you're doing your best and you're a quality player off the field and on the field.
Thank you.
And Jill and TJ, we're looking forward to see what you guys do in the high school season and in the club season. And I just want to wish you well and a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you're celebrating. We really, you know, love that you took the time to talk to us.
Of course, it was my pleasure.
All right, guys.
Yeah, Carlos and Brandon, just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you all do and for growing the game and, you know, giving, you know, great young ladies like Jillian Herbst, you know, an opportunity to tell her story and share her success. And, you know, hopefully if there's anybody out in the softball world, like you said, it's family and, you know, that experiences something similar and they need someone to talk to, then, you know, I would recommend, you know, anyone higher than Jillian Herbst. She'd be a great resource for anybody to go through a tough time with and pull them through. So thanks so much for having us. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well. And, you know, we look forward to talking more soon.
All right, TJ, we really appreciate it, man. And thanks again to everybody that was listening. And go to Extra Innings Softball for all your latest highlights and stories and everything. You can find it all there at Extra Innings Softball. Thanks a lot, Brent.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take it easy, everybody.
All right. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye. Merry Christmas.